Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The war in Afghanistan has become more and more a problem, a disastrous problem for the United States. And perhaps more importantly, criticism towards the war and disappointment is rising. Let me read to you first from an article which was published by the German magazine Der Stern on November 26. It says that Obama has made a dangerous decision to send more troops to Afghanistan. The paper said he, quote, doesn't know a way out and that the situation appears more and more like the Gordian knot that is unsolvable. And then the paper went on to say, for 8 years, the USA and NATO are fighting, but the Taliban is as strong as never before. For 8 years, money flows into the country for reconstruction, but the drug traffic tops all records. For 8 years, President Karzai is supported, but he only won the election through massive fraud. The Financial Times went on to say on November 29, even more than health care, the war in Afghanistan will decide whether Barack Obama succeeds or fails. Mr. Obama already owns this quote-unquote necessary war, as he has called it, contrasting this battle with his predecessor's supposedly needless war in Iraq. If health reform goes wrong, there will be others to blame. If this war goes wrong, it will be all his fault. It is Mr. Obama's biggest bet by far. At the moment, the U.S. and its allies are losing. It is that simple. And then later on, it says in the article, a point may come when the U.S. is doing more harm than good, or when the Afghans themselves want us out. This is not a necessary war. It is a war of choice, and a finally balanced choice at that. And then the article goes on to say, parallels between Afghanistan and Vietnam are impossible to ignore. The most pressing is that the U.S. loses wars like this at home. A bigger effort in Afghanistan can be sustained only as long as a country supports it. As with Vietnam, most Americans are unsure why their sons and daughters are dying in Afghanistan. The administration's unduly protracted debate over what to do has sent the message that it too is unsure. Shallow support for the war suggests that one spectacular Taliban strike might flip the balance of opinion. And with or without extra forces, the U.S. would then be back on the path to defeat. It goes on to say it gets worse. Mr. Obama's own party opposes the policy he seems to have chosen. Last week, leading Democrats called for a war tax to cover the cost of the country's expanding commitments. Not exactly helpful. But they are right that operations in Afghanistan are enormously costly, in financial as well as human terms. The administration says it costs $1 million a year for every extra soldier. An additional 35,000 troops would cost $35 billion a year, enough to buy a lot of health reform. Another very popular and influential magazine in Germany, Der Spiegel Online, wrote the following on December 2. Never before has a speech by President Barack Obama felt as false as his Tuesday address announcing America's new strategy for Afghanistan. Just minutes before the president took the stage inside Eisenhower Hall, the gathered cadets were asked to respond enthusiastically to the speech, but it didn't help. The soldiers' reception was cool. And then at the end of the article it says, the public was more disturbed than entertained. Indeed, one could see the phenomenon in a number of places in recent weeks. Obama's magic no longer works. Both dreamers and realists were left feeling distraught. The American president doesn't need any opponents at the moment. He's already got himself. Now these are very strong words. And of course, the Afghan war has been an utter disaster, and frankly, from the outset. But in all this discussion, one most important aspect has not been addressed at all. And that is how God looks at things. Would God want a nation which calls itself a Christian nation go out and fight in war? The answer should be very plain, if we would only believe what the Bible has to say. Jesus Christ told Peter, when Peter took his sword to cut off the ear of the high priest's servant, Malchus, "Put your sword away, for everyone who takes a sword shall perish by the sword." Jesus Christ didn't preach the way of war. He preached the way of peace, of unconditional peace. And as true followers of Jesus Christ, we got to follow his example. He is called the Prince of Peace. When he returns to this earth to set up the kingdom of God, we read that people will not want to learn war anymore, and they will not go to war anymore. As true Christians today, we ought to be ambassadors for that time of peace, which is coming very soon. In the meantime, however, unfortunately, far too many still are walking the way of war, and that is why we have the problems we are having. But let me tell you, my friends, no war fought by humans has ever brought peace, and it never will. That's a lesson we should have learned. We haven't learned it yet. Will we, before it's too late? Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.